This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
You're damn right, Conrad. 238, sweet spot on a Friday. Appreciate you being with us. Our second and third round coverage begins at 5:30 with our ticket team, our wall-to-wall coverage, and I believe Tyler Booker is going to be joining the Hardline today at 5:15. And speaking of those boys, we'll do Why Today Doesn't Suck in just a little bit. But right now, Monty has to take us through the best of the rest with the NIT break. What you did not hear at 7:55 this morning.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have six candidates to get here to today, so let's get going with candidate number one. It's EA's best friend in the world, Creighton.
Creighton.
So Creighton was producing Deddy and Zach Barnett on Saturday morning, and he was in charge of the 49ers. Now, apparently, he decided to do a little self-gratification right before the segment came back, and he couldn't get to his 49ers.
As producers will do.
Trust me.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
I'm coming.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, that didn't work out either. Hold on.
Thank you for the warning, Creighton. I appreciate that.
Oh, let's see here.
Maybe not in there.
I got it. Hey,
look out, Connor.
I got it. What time are we at here? 10:30?
10:37.
Well, it's 10:30, so that means Ice Cube is bringing his Truth to Power 4 Decades of Attitude tour.
Remember how we mentioned earlier that normal Deddy? You'll know him.
Oh, yeah.
There he was, right there. Man.
Clear and present Deddy.
Whoa. Oh, that didn't work out either.
I will say, underrated skill of Justin. I feel like he's about a 99.5% hit rate on the 40 line.
Yeah.
Just being on time. Because that's when it does slip your mind and you're just kind of sitting in there looking in like, man, they're really letting this song breathe. Oh, crap, I have to read something here, don't I?
I also like how the lyrics said I'm running late. Did you notice
that?
There
we go. Okay.
See, Creighton was running late.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Justin. Creighton.
Candidate number two here on the NIT break.
Thank you, Daddy.
Is one Donovan Lewis. Now, he's playing a song here which I had never heard before. It is an old, like, teenage Eminem song.
Huh.
And if teenage Eminem is anything like older Eminem, you probably need to constantly be on guard for foul language. And Donovan was not.
Suckers keep talking and I just about had it. This is my game and I'm the best at it. I write the rules and I'm the best in my division. A win by a knockout, never decision. Don't even try it, punk. Just forget to win. Unless you like to eat fish and don't f*** with this.
Okay, my bad. Not edited. Drop that one.
I got it.
It said it was clean, and it's not.
Yeah, I heard it.
And we dumped it, too.
Cat is not happy back there.
I hope so. My bad. It said it was clean, and I didn't even.
Wasn't.
Oh, it's a clean Eminem song from 1988. It'll be fine.
Oh, God. Man, my bad.
16-year-old Eminem couldn't help himself.
He did sound like Eazy-E there before he said a bad word.
That was crazy. I really want to play some more of it, too. And I just don't. I know I'm not. But you can look it up. It's called Eat It.
Teenage Eminem.
Weird hearing him do that late 80s rap style.
Okay.
But yeah,
before he was Slim Shady.
Dropping F-bombs. Catching Donnie off guard. All right, there is candidate number two. Candidate number three and four here. You heard him on Big E Break this morning. Davey had a hell of a week. Big week for
Snap
Dave
count.
Lane on
Purple.
The hard line. The first one here in his little combo platter. They were doing some WNBA talk, and Davey just so happened to forget the name of the biggest player in the world.
Game one, home opener against the Minnesota Lynx.
Oh, I hate those.
Totally hate them. And then...
All right, stop doing that. You can't do that the whole season.
No, I won't.
And then I'm trying to find out when they play
funny.
June 27th.
There it is, June 27th. Friday, June 27th against the Indiana Fever at the American Airlines Center.
Where DJ will be in attendance and will ask both Paige and Sassy Pants a question. What's it? I blanked on her name.
Come on. You can do it. You can do it. Nobody help him.
God, why
oh,
is
good
this?
God, Dave. Come on.
Sassy Pants.
It's not Shadur.
Okay,
Shadur, what are you doing?
The biggest woman athlete star. Of
Caitlin Clark.
Oh, my okay. God.
Caitlin Clark.
Sassy Pants.
We would have stayed all night.
I would have never left. I would have never left.
Oh, long COVID.
Oh, man.
We forgot
that was
Caitlin
great.
Clark.
And just imagine turning on ESPN when you get home and they're talking WNBA and just one of them is, man, hate those bitches. Yeah. And what's her name? That it's one player on the
pants.
Fever, Sassy Pants.
I want Dave to go to that game with a sign that just says Sassy Pants.
I heart Sassy Pants.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Never change. I love that.
Dave Lane, candidate number four here as well. You may have heard this one teased before the e-break this morning, but during e-news, he decided to break out his fake Shannon Sharp.
She tried to share her location with a friend, and he saw her, what she was doing, and he said, if you ever do that again, I'll effing kill you.
Whoops.
But they did move to Nevada?
Nevada.
Nevada.
Yes.
What?
I don't know what's wrong with
you. I can't
you.
Pronounce words. Nevada. They moved together. Or I don't know if he got her a place in Nevada, I guess. And she attempted to break things off after he got busted live streaming sex with somebody else. That
oh, yeah.
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah.
You know how to do it, Michelle. And so.
Whoa.
He.
Was that a soundbite we just played?
Dave.
So after.
Boy, the meerkats in the other room, their heads popped up.
So when she tried to break up with him after that,
oh, Michelle.
That once he came over to her place in October and raped her, forced himself
oh,
on her.
Oh, well, now
well,
we've gone back in the wrong direction.
There.
Gosh.
And we have those isolated, don't we?
You know how to do it, Michelle.
It's like Cajun Shannon Michelle. Sharp right there. You know how to do it, Michelle. It's
about to order some oh, food, Michelle. Damn.
We'll get some of the fried gator, Michelle.
Get a whole package. Yeah.
Oh, Dave. What a week.
The best.
There he is. Candidate 3 and 4. Candidate number 5 here on the NIT break. I would like to put it on DJ and Ham for not appreciating good comedy.
Sounds like it's on you, bro.
Yeah.
But we'll put it on me, I suppose, as I tried to have a little fun on Easter Sunday.
9:37 on the ticket. Happy Sunday morning, everybody. Happy Easter from Work in Progress, your Easter show of record here on the station. He is Justin Montemayor. I am DJ Ringenberg. He's Matt Birmingham with you until 12 o'clock today.
I got an Easter egg hunt I'll be at later.
You've worked it in twice already, and it's
when
not,
else would I talk
not,
about Easter egg hunts?
Not even Whoa. Third.
That's too close.
Not even 9:40, yeah.
I just...
You want me to bring up...
He's got to push the envelope.
You want me to bring him up in August?
Why couldn't you? What's wrong?
Because
with
that's not
that?
When Easter is. You only do Easter egg a Sunday.
I don't
April.
Know.
Now
see,
that's too
yeah,
far.
Too
yeah.
far.
How you doing?
He's blatantly saying it now.
And we dumped it too. We caught it in time.
You're an idiot.
Sorry that I appreciate the Lord and all that.
All right, we listen to Monty get fired in the next segment.
Man, Justin's
wait a whole segment to get fired.
Justin's turning into the Patrick Corbin of the ticket, where you throw the what? Slider once. You throw the slider a second time, and then you throw the slider again, and it just gets torched. That was the same pitch three times in a row.
You're the senior member
and there's
of
no,
that show.
There's no K in egg or hunt.
Look, man, what better way to celebrate he has risen than with an egg hunt?
Okay, an egg
he has risen.
Hunt.
She is risen.
Risen.
He is risen. She is risen.
By the way, clean
what a mess.
Clean book for Ham.
Clean
week.
Ham week.
Yeah.
Man.
Nothing at all.
Nothing but good things.
I figured I had to.
I'm disappointed in him then.
All right, our last candidate here on the NIT break. Also heard this morning, one Craig Rosengarten, who has no idea they're on the air and is eating.
On Saturday, we will be broadcasting live from the Charles Schwab Challenge. So if you're not like Craig and want to go see Andrew Novak, you can come see us.
I'm voting for Andrew Novak.
Okay, there. Fair enough.
It's close.
Charles Schwab Challenge, May 19th through the 25th. It's over Memorial Day weekend. Go to CharlesSchwabChallenge.com.
Are we on? Well, I'm eating. Oh,
guys,
crap.
On the air, yeah.
All right, 9:40 here on the ticket. You've got the T-Box. We got one more segment for you here from Dornick Hills Country Club in Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Oh.
Are we on?
Are we on?
I'm eating.
Are we on?
Well, I'm going to keep eating.
I'm eating.
I guess he was just ignoring all the broadcasting that was taking place.
I finished my goldfish.
Conversation.
It's funny.
Rick had to put a little baggie of goldfish on his tray just to keep him distracted during that segment.
High chair.
All right, let's vote. Is it Creighton and what he would do before a 40-liner? Donnie not editing Eminem? Sassy Pants Dave, Michelle and Dave, Monty crushing it on Sunday morning, or Rosen eating. We'll start with him.
You know how to do it, Michelle.
Sean?
My Michelle.
Yeah.
Mino, same?
Yeah. Michelle, my Belle.
Lando?
Graham!
Ooh. Pull that one. I think I would do Sassy Pants Dave, but either way, Dave Lane and his fake Shannon wins this week's NIT break. He is now at 6, one behind our leader, Ham, with 7.
Hell of a job, Dave. Congratulations. Great batch.